Vice President J.D. Vance visits National Guard troops in Washington, D.C., while the city enters its ninth day of federal control of law enforcement. The U.S. Marshals Service is now offering $500 rewards for tips leading to arrests in the city. NTD correspondent Jason Blair reports.
We don't have to live like this. We do not have to allow our cities to be taken over by violence and disorder and by chaos.
Vice President J.D. Vance, along with Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, went to Union Station in Washington, D.C. to visit some of the hundreds of National Guard troops deployed in D.C. for the current crackdown on crime.
We've seen a 35% reduction in violent crime. We've seen over a 50% reduction in robberies. We are seeing really substantial effects. So I want to come here, highlight what they're doing, say thank you in person.
U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi says that as of Wednesday morning, 550 arrests have been made in Washington, D.C. since August 12th. When the federalization of law enforcement began in the city. U.S. Marshals Service put out a notice for $500 rewards for information leading to arrests in D.C. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said in Tuesday's press briefing that a large amount of arrests that have been made since the D.C. crime sweep began have been in the two most dangerous areas of the city.
Nearly half of all the non-illegal alien-related arrests have occurred in Wards 7 and 8 in the District of Columbia, where we know, there's the highest rate of crime.
There are also unconfirmed reports that the Department of Justice is investigating alleged manipulation of D.C.'s crime stats. President Trump did say last week that his administration is looking into it.